And we're going to kick off with that idea of a new flag for a new Northern Ireland. That's what's being mooted at that Labour Party conference. The Shadow Northern Ireland Secretary, Ivan Lewis, made the suggestion at his party conference yesterday. So would the idea get off the ground, or would it end up in tatters? We'll kick off the discussion with journalist Brian Rowan, who's joining me this morning. Brian, this is not a new suggestion. It's done the rounds plenty of times before, so the people, I suppose, will say another flag, just what we need, eh?
Well, it didn't fly the last time it was raised. Joel, that was in the Haas process almost a year ago. The five executive parties at that time were asked for their views on a process to design and validate a new flag, what that process might look like. And I can remember going into those Haas O'Sullivan talks, as Northern Ireland went into those talks and waited for an outcome, the three issues under discussion, flags, parades in the past. I think everyone believed that it would be around that issue of the past, the poison of the past, that issue would prove the most difficult to resolve. And very early into the Haas talks, I remember it was the senior unionist, Tom Elliott, who said to me, that it was on the question of the flag that they were making least progress. So the new flag idea didn't get anywhere, Joel, in those discussions. And in fact, in the settled and final Haas document, what they were talking about was kicking it further down the road into a commission on identity and culture. So no progress at that stage on the idea of a new flag, and it would be very difficult to imagine that in any new set of talks that we would get any further down the road than we did last time.
It'd be interesting to gauge reaction this morning in terms of people contacting the programme. But you're saying about designing and validating a new flag. It'd be interesting to hear what they say, but do you feel that there would actually be an appetite for a new flag before you even get to the point of designing and validating one?
Well, I can remember some of the spoof suggestions that come up the last time, and you talked about appetite. somebody had an Ulster fry on one of the flag designs at that stage, Joel. So I think apart from having a laugh, there would be very little appetite. And I think we could all probably predict along familiar lines what the response to this idea floated by Ivan Lewis is going to be. I don't think there's any appetite within the unionist and loyalist community. There is a mood and a view that Republicans are engaged in cultural war around flags, around parades. So I don't think you're going to get any sense of a mood of appetite for further change coming from the unionist and loyalist community. When Haas floated the idea of a new flag or a neutral flag almost a year ago, we know that Sinn Féin put forward a document at that stage where they talked about two flags or no flag. In other words, that the tricolour should fly alongside the union flag. That got nowhere either. Haas actually suggested that during some Irish visits to Northern Ireland that the tricolour should fly alongside the union flag. That got nowhere at all. So the Secretary of State today and tomorrow will be engaged with the five executive parties trying to shape and construct a new set of talks, big issues on the table, particularly after the Scottish referendum. So issues that affect the Assembly and that unfinished business of Haas, those three areas of talking around flags, parades and the past. And also this idea that the Secretary of State is still considering about a specific panel to look at that North Belfast standoff. But if you're asking me, Joel, is there an appetite out there to even discuss, never mind get somewhere, on the idea of a new Northern Ireland flag? I just don't sense that, don't feel it, don't expect that will make any degree or significant degree of progress in any discussion.
Malachy O'Doherty and Alex Kane waiting also to talk to us, but just before you go, Brian, the issue of timing, of course, and all of these things is always significant. What's the significance of the timing of this, do you feel, or is it just being thrown out there because it's the party conference?
Well, because it became such a discussion point within Haas, I'm not surprised that Ivan Lewis would float the idea at all. We haven't got a mood, Joel, in the Haas process to take up that idea that has floated. You have the whole fallout from the Belfast City Council vote. It wasn't just about a new flag, but as far as unionists were concerned at that stage, it was about the union flag having its proper position after the Good Friday Agreement. What designated day should mean across all of the council areas in terms of flying the union flag. So I don't think there's any great significance in the timing. It's an idea that's out there. It was a part of the Haas process. The Haas process is unfinished. We are now into those discussions with Teresa Villiers and the five executive parties about how new talks are shaped and created. And I've no doubt that if we go into new talks, the issue of the flag is going to be on the table again.
Do you think those talks will be sort of away somewhere, as we've seen in the past, you know, whether it be St Andrews or Leeds Castle or wherever they tend to go, some stately home somewhere again? You know, will this be locked away? Will welfare reform be on the agenda as well?
Well, you can't have a set of talks without welfare reform being on the table because, you know, Peter Robinson has made it very clear that the situation we're in can't continue. You saw Martin McGuinness and Declan Kearney's response talking about the political position at the moment being untenable and unsustainable. So I think there are huge issues on the table for any set of new talks. And among those issues is the viability of the political institutions themselves. So if you were to set out a Premier League table, Joel, of the big issues for discussion, while flags are an important question, will be an important part of any talks, if they can't get some of the other issues resolved, then that political process is in big and deep trouble.
And do you think that they're going to do this because basically they have to, or because they think that perhaps there is a greater chance of some sort of meeting of minds than there was when Haas ended? Or do you think anything has really changed since then? Or are they further apart?
Well, I bumped into someone yesterday who described the DUP-Sinn Féin relationship as a bad marriage that was being held together for the sake of the kids. But things were getting worse. So I think it's a question of having to get to some talks. Getting to those talks is going to be hugely difficult in terms of what the agenda should be, who should be in the room, who should be outside the room. So I think it's going to be a challenge, Joel, to even construct the talks, never mind within the talks achieving agreement. So there's a huge distance to travel in all of this. And while Ivan Lewis has floated this idea again of a new flag, I think others understand that issues such as welfare reform, the question of how you address the past, are huge issues within any talking process, and there is still a huge gap between all of the parties. And it's not just about achieving a talking process that has the five executive parties involved. What is the position of the British and Irish governments within any talking process? And do you need international help from the US administration to have any chance of getting anywhere in any new set of negotiations?
Brian Rowan, thank you very much. We're talking this morning about this idea that's been floated about a possible new flag. Just to put in context exactly what Ivan Lewis, the Shadow Secretary of State, said: there's a middle ground to be found on accountability for the organisation and conduct of parades, and the basis on which the union flag, which must remain sovereign, could be complemented by a new Northern Ireland flag. So would you like to see a new Northern Ireland flag? And if so, what would it look like? We'll hear from Malachy O'Doherty and Alex Kane in a short time, but I want to go to a couple of callers first just to get a view. Let's go to Tommy. Tommy's on the line. Morning, Tommy.
Good morning.
So how do you feel about the possibility of a new Northern Ireland flag that would sit alongside the Union flag?
No. Northern Ireland is part of the United Kingdom. It's a British isle, so it's entitled to fly the British flag.
But do you accept the point that, you know, that Wales is part of the United Kingdom, Scotland's part of the United Kingdom, England is part of the United Kingdom, and they all fly their individual flags?
I understand that, but the only reason that Northern Ireland is getting picked on is because of the sectarianism that goes throughout the island. and there's no need for it.
Let's Frank's in Coal Island. Frank, you have a different view on this. What's your take?
I certainly have. To me, the flag that Tommy there is speaking about is a foreign flag. The flag of this country is Irish tricolour, and it's the flag that has...
No, it's not.
Would you have a wee bit of manners to let me speak?
Well, if you want manners, you want to fly the tricolour, you go down south and fly it. That's where it comes from. It's not Northern Ireland flag, and don't come with that with me.
Let Frank finish there, Tommy, and they'll bring you back.
That's the typical sectarian bigot that we have been dealing with this past...
I'm not
years.
A bigot.
Hold on a wee second.
The Irish tricolour is the Irish flag of this country.
But
we never accept a foreign flag, and we will not accept a different flag.
You see, does this not actually almost highlight the point maybe that's being made? Frank, there are a lot of people who will never accept the Union flag. There are a lot of people who, like Tommy, will never accept the Irish tricolour. So, that's the point I'm making. But what I'm saying is, if there was another flag that could be flown alongside both of those flags that everybody accepted, surely that would be a positive.
Well, can I put something to you? See, when you get your wages at the end of the week and you get the British pound, what does that mean?
We are taxpayers, so we are, Tommy. So we are.
Yes, we all are.
And we are entitled to that. But we are entitled to what we think is right, and we think that the Irish tricolour is the flag of this country. And to me, this last while, listening to British ministers this past while, I would say this, they have to be disgusted the way the Unionist people have behaved flying their flag. Now, if you're looking at sort of an settlement here, anybody who thinks that they're British, they'll get a free pass, and they'll get on the boat, and they can go to England at any time. Now, if they want to stay here, we're Irish men here, Irish men, women and children, and if they want to be part of Ireland, certainly we'll accept them. And Joel, there's no way...
So hold on a wee second. The solution from you two, Frank, you're putting anybody who's British on the boat to England or
yes.
Scotland, and Tommy's sending anybody who has an allegiance to the tricolour back down to the south over the border. That's the way forward.
Each to their own flag. Fly the flag in their own part of their country. Northern Ireland is British Isle, so the Union Jack flies in Northern Ireland. End of. If they don't like it, that's it.
You see,
but they're happy to take the Queen's money. They're happy to take the British pound.
Maliki, we're not exactly off. Maliki O'Doherty, not off to the best possible start in terms of finding a new flag.
No, I mean, the interesting thing for me is that there actually have been several efforts made to coin an image which represented both traditions on this island or in this part of the island. One of them was the Irish tricolour with, you know, the green and the orange and the white of peace between them. That logically, you know, does represent the aspiration for Northern Ireland, but it is the flag of the territory of the Irish Republic. And when Frank says we will not, I don't know who the we that he represents is. Another image which was coined to represent unity within Northern Ireland was the RUC badge, which was the harp and the crown and the shamrock woven into the strings of the harp. So, I mean, that immediately became an image of the RUC, perceived largely, well, in reality, largely a Protestant police force. So what happens is that, you know, the image that is chosen becomes the image of one side very quickly rather than the image of both.
What about that question earlier, Maliki, though, that, you know, is there actually an appetite for a new flag? Do you think there is? Or do you think, you know, there would be more of an appetite for... I don't know what was described as, you know, both or none, you know, the idea of a Union flag and a tricolour flying side by side, or are we never, ever going to get a set of circumstances where everybody's going to be happy?
I think there's an appetite for moving away from the whole discussion, to tell you the truth.
Mm.
You know, most people I meet day by day and students that I meet around Queens and so on are all bored with this, you know, and worse, they blame our generation for having caused all the trouble, you know, and imagine themselves completely detached from it. But, I mean, I do not think that there is anywhere other than on the Nolan Show that I will be in any heated discussion today or this week or this year about whether or not we'll have a flag.
Is that part of the detachment then, almost, you know, when people say that they're detached from politics, the fact that that's being talked about and is so high on the agenda that people think, actually, I don't think that's what you as my political representative should actually be talking about?
Well, I think what annoys him most is that political discussion turns contentious so quickly. A sense that each side is trying to score a point over the other, that a desire to find a middle ground isn't really there. And if you don't actually have that, I mean, it obviously is there in that there are smaller parties who are more more accommodating. But, I mean, within the big blocs and within the large community traditions within Northern Ireland, there will always be, or it seems there always are, voices of immediate contention that want to get into the middle of the struggle. I mean, like Tommy and Frank there, you know. I mean, I think both of them actually are like caricatures of positions rather than real representatives of it. But I think the feeling that these things get tetchy too quickly is just switching people off.
Alex Keane, what do you think? Any sort of appetite for this, do you think? And you know, do people want to see a different flag flying over council buildings that, you know, would be acceptable to everybody?
Morning, Joel. No, I think Malachy's broadly right there in the sense, you know, it's this ownership thing that seems to become the main issue very quickly. In a place like Northern Ireland, and it isn't just Northern Ireland, but in a place like Northern Ireland in particular, where symbols matter and where people are divided on the constitutional future of the country, symbols are going to be captured and hijacked. It's going to become ours and that's yours and so on. And the problem is, yes, maybe there's an appetite somewhere for some sort of middle ground flag. But the problem is that those who are objecting to the non-flying, who say, oh, well, our flag has been removed and taken away from us, I can only fly 18 days, they are not going to buy into the notion of your flag will still only fly 18 days.
Well, Brian Rowan mentioned that, you know, that this idea, do you feel, you know, unionists would see this as almost, you know, an erosion of their culture again?
They would. I think they would, because they would say this is an issue that hasn't been settled, we were told. And don't forget, part of this goes back to the, you know, the graduated response in the Unionist Unity Forum last year that, you know, they would resolve the flags issue. And people think, well, let's see what happens. And then 18 months later, 6 months later, it's, oh, well, that isn't going to be resolved. It'll still only fly 18 days. But how about something entirely different? How about we invent another flag? And Malachy's right there as well, Joe. Even trying to find, it's one of those challenges. Just throw it out to your listeners today.
Well, that's right. What would a new flag look like that everybody would be able to agree to?
Not even what the new flag looks like. Forget the colours and things like that, Joe. Just simply ask them, can any of them think of one image? Just whether it's the Giants, you know, if you say Scotland, people will say kilt, they'll say shortbread, they'll say, well, something. Ask Wales and England, they're clear symbols which are national symbols. You ask people in Northern Ireland what symbol represents all of Northern Ireland. Believe me, Joel, you'll get somebody to go, oh, what about the flax? Oh, no, that's a sign of the old storm in Parliament. Somebody say, Giants, oh, no, that's up in the north in the DUP constituency. The difficulty of the flag is the difficulty with symbols in general. We don't know what we'll,
we don't know what we're symbolising exactly. We don't know what we're symbolising.
That's always going to be, and that, I have to say, Joel, on your wider point earlier about Ivan Lewis, about the timing and so on. Of course this was timed. It's a Labour Party conference. He knows that the Secretary of State is talking to the five parties. He knows that there's a Andrews too in the offing. He had to be seen to say something. And I have to say, it was the most useless, unimportant thing he could have said. There are much more important things in Northern Ireland to resolve, education, welfare and so on, than yet another, to put it bluntly, another pointless bloody debate about flags, which will go nowhere.
George is on the Shankill this morning. Morning, George.
Morning, Joel. How you doing?
I'm very well. What do you think?
A couple of things. Maybe the better talking about a white flag that Labour should plan, because after the next election, if these devolution extra powers go the right way, they'll have no set way unless they're at all. The Tories will be in government forever. So the white flag Labour should maybe be looking at. But a couple of things. He says that a new flag would be on the table in any talks. Well, I would say what talks? Because no unionist worth their salt at this stage is going to even agree to talks with the flag on the table. It's not going to happen. And you had Frank on there this morning. I mean, Frank's mixed up. Frank says he's going to put people on the boat. Well, a band up here was reported for hate speech for the exact same thing the other week. So Frank should maybe be careful what he's saying. But where he's mixed up is Frank says to you that he would never accept the Ulster flag as a flag of this country. Frank keeps telling us every time he's on he's a Sinn Féin voter. So he needs to look back at the Good Friday Agreement where he voted yes to the fact that this country would remain part of the UK until such times as the majority deemed it not to be. So Frank has already accepted what flag's the flag of the country. So coming on and making statements like that just makes him out for what he is, a pure bigot, what he called the other fella, and silly for making statements about like that for people who've been on the boat.
Do you feel...
My neighbours here, Joel, my neighbours here in North Belfast, on the Catholic side of the community, I fully respect their right for the tricolour to be the flag of their country. So do, but I would never come off with a statement to tell them is to get on a plane or a boat back down to the south of Ireland. This is their country as much as my country. But as I say, democracy still rules in this part of the world, and the democratic process says that the will of the people wants this to remain part of the UK.
Yes, and Ivan Lewis has said that, you know, that that's the Union flag would remain sovereign, must remain sovereign, but would be complemented by a new Northern Ireland flag. I mean, do you feel that there would be any appetite for a flag that both sides could in some way identify with?
Joel, you've seen this man supposedly the Shadow Secretary of State for Northern Ireland. If this man was to get into power, which Labour won't, let's face it, with the way the devolution is going, Labour's not getting back into power. But if the war, it goes to show you what he knows or what he's read up in Northern Ireland. He's not even into the place and he...
Well, Richard Haass thought it was a good idea. Richard Haass thought it was a good idea as well.
Well, sure, where Richard Haass went with his talks, and I mean, some of the background of Richard Haass before he came here was exposed online. You know, Richard Haass was no friend of unionists before he came in here, and he's certainly no friend of unionists when he got here.
Right, well, he's not here to defend himself. George, we're up against it for half night. I want to give another few callers a chance here. Robin's in Bangor. George. Morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Good morning, Robin. How would you square this circle?
Well, 2 points I would like to make. The first one is, why are we having a conference on flags when Northern Ireland is falling apart economically? The flags aren't going to get jobs. And the easiest solution to the flag situation is that all government buildings fly all... European flags.
You fly all the European flags?
You fly all the European flags, and you can have the tricolour and the Union Jack at the middle.
That's a lot of flagpoles.
A lot of flagpoles. But, you know, let's face it, stops a shaking.
Okay, Robin, thanks for that. Ken's in Oma. Morning, Ken.
Yeah, Joel, thank you for having me on.
Not at all.
Joel, it's interesting, Malik, as you'd mentioned about the RUC badge or the PSNI badge. There was a consultation about that at the time, and there were several contributions made, or many contributions made, of which Dan was one of them, and I suggested then what I will suggest now. There is one very obvious solution to the problem, and it is the centre of that badge, actually, and it is the cross of St. Patrick as a complementary flag. The cross of St. Patrick represents the Christian heritage of the island. I would have no difficulty with it being white with the cross, even broken the way it is in the Union flag, to represent the division in our community and to represent the division in our island, and also that cross would also, by virtue of the fact that it's part of the Union flag, would also also represent those people in our community who wish to call themselves British. To me, it's an obvious solution to the problem.
Do you think we need another flag, Ken?
Yes, I can't for the life of me think why we ever had a Northern Ireland flag. Ulster never was Northern Ireland. It was only 6 counties that became the new Northern Ireland. Why we ever had the Ulster flag in the first place, I don't know. But anyway, I think it's sad that when Northern Ireland, its inception, neglected the cross in St. Patrick, I think it would have appealed to both sides of the community again. I would have no difficulty at all doing away with the Ulster flag. I think it's created division, continues to create division. Now, I haven't said the Union flag also creates division, but again, I'd be of the view that it would still be the sovereign flag. Now, in relation to Scotland, we have the cross, St. Andrew's cross, and people are quite happy to have it along with the Union flag. Granted, yes, the St. Andrew's flag takes precedent. I'd have no difficulty with the cross of St. Patrick taking precedent in this country.
Okay.
None whatsoever.
Okay, I want to give Stephen maybe 40 seconds. Stephen, go on ahead. You've been waiting patiently.
I think both Malheur Doherty and Alex Cain hit it on the head on this red herring that the Labour Party have come up with. The point that I would want to make, you know, about this is that the BBC and the Nolan Show have a role here, because somebody in the programme decided that this would be of interest to listeners, when I would imagine that, frankly, the majority of people have absolutely no interest in this at all.
Okay, Stephen.
All stop digging.
Okay, we'll leave it there.